Do it.
Are we ready? Okay, we're on camera?
Do it.
Okay. Call meeting to order.
We don't need to do roll. We know who we are. Approval of minutes for October 3rd.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Well, any additions, deletions, corrections? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, resolution 406, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000.
I'll move it.
County, very good. Second?
Second.
Okay, this is where the Aramark Correctional Services LLC, Mr. County Sheriff. Any questions? No questions? Oh, I'm sorry, Hector.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's not my argument, but I feel obliged on behalf of my caucus to bring up, again, apparently, the quality of the food with regards to this particular contract.
Legislator Bartels would like caviar, please.
That's not what she has said, but regardless, I just want to basically put it on the record because there's a videotape, or there's a tape involved, so.
Seems to be a lot of tapes going around these days, but anyway.
What caviar, tape? Not capers. Caviar, not capers.
What kind of tape is going?
The recorder.
Oh, I thought maybe she had a tape or something like that. All right, so noted for the record.
Passion fruit, then?
You're the worst. Okay. All right. Vegetable, honestly. I'll give her that. You know, fresh veggies.
I believe fresh fruit was the argument. Fresh fruit. There's not enough fresh fruit options. Was what I remember.
All right.
Don't go to the clink.
All right.
Any other pertinent type of information to be passed along? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Very good. Thank you. 431, establishing the capital project number 512, probation building construction to accommodate the Hills County Restorative Justice and Community Empowerment Center, amending 2017 capital fund budget, public works, building and grounds. Move, please.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Questions? Any questions about it? Yes. Anything?
I think it's our hope that this becomes something much more substantive. I hope it's not a, you know, more flash than reality, but I have the sense that there is players behind it. I'm glad to see it's in the budget.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 435, appointing a member to fill a vacancy on the Hills County Fire Advisory Board.
Move it.
Second.
You want to thank Nancy and Melanie for coming?
Okay, the person is Stephen Lee from Highland.
Thank you.
Any issues with this from anybody? He's willing to volunteer, warm body. Heartbeat.
Any person willing to serve on that board should be given something.
Did I get a motion in a second?
He's from Highland.
Yes. I moved it. He seconded it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Quick, before he changes his mind. 436, appointing
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? I hear the guy dresses real nice. But he's got to
just
change
one thing.
That.
Welcome aboard, Everett.
Well,
congratulations.
I would have been more impressed if he came in turnout gear. But
yeah, okay. Like I always say,
if I could just
I've
heard through the grapevine and the fire service that there's some changes planned. I think for the coordinator's office. I mean, one of the big issues that I'd always had is that we have the ability to hire county fire training instructors, but there was a unwillingness of the previous fire coordinator to do the hires to the point where I had put a budget amendment in several years ago to buy new turnout gear because the argument from the previous coordinator was that we didn't have enough turnout gear to hire more fire instructors. So I want to say it was $9,000 in the budget to buy new turnout gear for the county fire instructors to supplement our state hours. So I hope that that's something that's being planned as part of your plan moving forward.
Absolutely. Well, I was going to echo the chairman's because chairman and I served together previously on this board, and so as a result, you know, we know how bad off we are on training, and it was a constant refrain, literally every single month, and it kind of just basically seemed to be that, you know, we have this problem, we know we have this problem. And no one was doing anything about it. So,
well, the biggest problem, I mean, just for the committee's edification, the biggest problem is that the state only allots to us a certain amount of state fire instructor hours.
Yep.
And there are certain things that you need to have state fire instructors at, especially when you're burning different evolutions. But You know, there are ways for us to have county fire instructors supplement the state fire training hours. So I'm excited.
Well,
I have some great plans when it comes to training.
Great.
Adding county fire instructors, coming up with county curriculum so we can put different type of training out there, because you're limited to what the state allows you to teach.
Absolutely.
As a county, we can write our own curriculum. We can put that out there, and we could do some more, and we're already looking forward to doing that.
Great.
Well, and being a guy that did 32 and a half years in corrections on the proper side of the bars.
Did you have fresh fruit?
Not eating.
Yes.
Yes.
It was always training. So, and let's face it, it's only being, as an EMS guy, it's only getting harder and harder, more and more hours, and that's why it's harder and harder to get volunteers, I believe. So anything is appreciated.
Because
at the end of the day, they rush in. When everybody else is rushing out, I want to be ready to do what they got to do. So, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Good.
Thank you.
4:37. Anytime.
Thank you.
And you don't have to wear the tie all the time.
When you were on, serving in, at the state prison on the right side of the bars, you didn't parade your fresh apple in front of the canned spinach people, did you?
No, but I could sell it off for
Mr. Chairman.
Sorry.
Considering that the outcome was what you desired, there's no reason
on the matter. I'm very punchy the last couple of days, Mr. Leader.
Okay. I know.
Okay. All right. Well, let's
Wusa.
Yeah.
Or something. Just whatever you're.
Yeah, just say no.
Wait a minute. But whatever.
Okay, Resolution 437 authorizing Chairman Hills County Legislature to execute participation agreement and any amendments thereto with the New York State Division of Homeland Security Emergency Services for participation in the Local Emergency Management Performance Grant Program for Federal Fiscal Year 2017 Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. Second?
Second.
Ooh, baby.
Question. Just somebody just tell me, what are we using this on?
That's it's salaries. It goes to our salaries towards emergency management plan.
How come you didn't wear a tie?
Because I'm supposed to be off today.
is this your salary?
This is my salary.
But he wore the tie. Can we just fund his and not his?
Can't have a deputy without a director.
But you can try. That's all I have.
Probably not paying you enough anyway. So, okay.
If you beat him more, he gets a tie.
All right. If he wore a tie, then I'd worry about the guy.
Okay. He used to wear a tie. What's happened is he's just grown comfortable, and that's not good.
I would rather have my emergency communications and emergency management director in a windbreaker.
I don't care if he wears his boxers in here. If he knows what he's doing, that's all I care about.
Way too deep into the subject.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Sheriff's report is attached. Old business? Any old business? I do have just some new business. Everybody has a copy of a letter received from a gentleman, Christopher Adal, or whatever. The young sheriff has been so advised. I'm going to reach out to the guy and just let him know that he's concerned about the sign on 32, that, it's private property, freedom of speech, and he may want to reach out to the town of Tilson or Marbletown.
Rosendale.
And, maybe they have some sign ordinances or whatever, but
I'll talk to the chief.
I was going to say, talk to the lieutenant, talk to the chief, whatever you got to do.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, to the undersheriff, I just sat in a budget meeting earlier this week. The subject of Borden's came up. There was no one from the sheriff's department there to kind of help guide us. But I mean, what's the feeling of your department about the future of Borden's and really the future of what's happening with Dutchess?
Future of Borden's is probably going to stay like it is, or get worse, as far as boarding inmates in, unless we can get a federal agency that like immigration or any federal department to give us some more inmates. We're working on that.
I mean, the assumption that we've made was that we'd probably be able to ride out calendar year 2018, but kind of beyond that is sort of where the picture begins to get bleak.
Dutchess has his building and their facility, and Rensselaer has that huge one up there, and Orange County has a big one. You know, I don't know what
Sullivan's
what
building their jail. Sullivan's building, their jail. Green is moving towards building their jail.
Which I don't know why they're doing that.
I just think it's funny that there are members of, I'll say, the Democratic caucus that have a lot of concerns about incarceration rates and so on, and yet are willing to, you know, affix the budget based on incarcerated individuals. Much like, you know, we need to, you know, everybody's against cigarettes, but we love that tax dollar, those tax dollars that come in. So, you know, if they're going to walk it, they need to learn how to, or if they're going to talk it, they need to learn how to walk it a little bit.
Sure.
So, I have two thoughts on, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, since, you know, as Democratic leader, the one thing I will say, just for me, for my part, I think I've been saying for a while now, we've got to be just come up with a plan, because we went through this already 2 years ago. And, you know, again, we've got to come up with a plan, whatever that plan happens to be. And whether it's we get a federal agency in there or whoever, we got a lot of empty cells and we're paying a pretty penny overall, you know, to support that building. And I'll keep quiet after that point.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the two things that I have is, number one, right now we have a juvenile pod.
Yeah.
Year after next, we're not going to need a juvenile pod because we're not going to have any juveniles
in
jail.
That's right.
So that's one thing for us to start thinking about and ruminating about. The second thing is there was a big push earlier this year from a number of legislators to make Ulster County a sanctuary county. If we're looking to get federal inmates, if we're looking for ICE or an organization like that to come in, we maybe ought not want to do that because I'm pretty sure that'll kiss it goodbye. I was told a story the other day about the city of Newburgh, where the city manager brought in a grant, and he said to the council members and to the mayor, the front page of this grant, I can't sign it. I've been told by Corporation Council I cannot sign this front page because this front page of this federal grant says that we're in compliance with all federal laws, and we're not because we're a sanctuary. What do you want me to do? And they're like, oh, send it in. We'll probably still get the money. He says, no, you're not going to get the money. He says, I'm telling you, you're not going to get the money. Oh, I think we've got a good chance at it. And he starts yelling, you're not going to get the money. We don't comply with federal law. So just throwing that out there, you know, because one of the things brought up was a federal agency. So I felt it needed to be said.
I also believe
any
that
other feelings?
No, that's all.
You know, the jail, much like, you know, if you look at it as a business, if crime is down, you know, it still has to operate. And
you need to have the same number of officers if you've got 300 people than if you have 400 people, because you might have 400 people tomorrow.
But then do you need overtime? And, you know, and we had overtime at, you know, not that long ago, even though we had a low population. I'm not trying to say that that's not, you know, that that's not, these things happen. I understand that, right? Somebody calls out, this happens, that happens. I'm not trying to say no. I'm just saying at the end of the day, we should be, I think, as a government, thinking about what we're going to do with that facility and what we're going to do with those empty cells.
Well, there's a reason in law enforcement that you budget, that you have specific budgets for overtime pay, because it happens.
I understand.
It's a you know, the jail and the road patrol are a 24/7 operation. You know, you can't close on weekends or holidays or New Year's or birthdays.
If I might, should be thinking about is what you're going to be doing with 16, 17, and 18-year-olds that no longer can go to the jail.
Yeah, there's no facilities for them.
That's what the county should be thinking about.
We could open our own youth facility.
All the beds that are
there
now,
internet land.
Where we go to Westchester and stuff like that, they're going to be full in a heartbeat. And I don't know what you're going to do with what we're going to do with all these kids.
I don't think anybody knows, which is why the state legislature, I think, acted in haste with raise the age without a plan.
But the law says it's responsibility of the county, so that's something we should think about.
And that they may give
another,
us funding.
Another unfunded mandate.
They may give us funding. Look that was
at,
my favorite part.
Look at, I serve on the community advisory board for the Highland Residential Center. And 5-6 years ago, they had 185 kids and staff. Let's say 100 staff. They now have, I think, 38, and they've got 200 staff. Because their commissioner feels it should be more located down in the city and so on. But they've doubled their staff, and I don't know the exact number, but they have doubled their staff, and they have 35 kids.
Mr. Chair,
but again, another unfunded mandate.
Thank you for everything. I'll see you soon.
Okay, I guess you're leaving.
I gotta run.
Don't run. Walk slowly. Okay. Is there anything else? Okay. Again, Mike, You guys are doing a good job. Appreciate it, Steve.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And thank you for all the help. As I say every month, couldn't do it without a lot of the sheriff guys that help us on those EMS calls and things. And,
amen.
And I appreciate it. So
and we have a lot of good guys.
Yep. And yeah, the cooperation in Ulster County with law enforcement amongst inner agencies is, I think, second to none. So certainly do appreciate that. So if nothing else, motion to adjourn, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you all.